You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hollywood is yours. To unlock the secret history of Hollywood, simply go to patreon.com/attaboysecret or follow the link in the show notes of this episode. It seemed that Hedy Lamarr had always been destined to scandalize. Indeed, even the first page of her autobiography, Ecstasy and Me, contains the frank admissions that, let me start by saying that in my life, as in the lives of most women, sex has been an important factor. At times, sex has been a disruptive factor. The men in my life have ranged from a classic case history of impotence to a whip-brandishing sadist who enjoyed sex only after he tied my arms behind me with the sash of his robe. There was another man who took his pleasure with a girl in my own bed while he thought I was asleep in it. The plain and simple fact was that Hedy Lamarr's striking, otherworldly beauty may have been as much of a hindrance as it was a gift. At the premiere of her 1938 movie Algiers, in which she starred with Charles Boyer, it was said by a studio employee that when Lamarr's face first appeared on screen, everyone gasped. Lamarr's beauty literally took one's breath away. On the other hand, her looks do seem to have inspired in some men a fierce desire to possess her, especially in the case of her first husband. She had gained international renown after her star-making turn in 1933's Ecstasy, a groundbreaking film in many ways. Filmed in the summer of 1932, the film bravely depicted not just nudity, Hedy is shown swimming and exploring the countryside in the nude, but also sexual intercourse and a female orgasm. During the filming of the intercourse scene, the director, Gustav McAdee, concealed himself out of shot and jabbed gently at Hedy's buttock with a pin. The resultant small cries of pain were then edited into the scene in order to portray cries of ecstasy. The film was widely banned upon release, denounced by the Pope, and labeled as highly, even dangerously, indecent by the Production Code Office in Hollywood. This, of course, only fueled demand from the public, and Hedy Lamarr became an overnight sensation. But if Hedy's husband at the time, Friedrich Mandl, had had his way, then the film would never have been released at all. He had married Hedy in 1933, the same year as the film's release, and reportedly spent around $300,000 in an attempt to purchase all prints of the film so as to destroy them. Mandl was a powerful industrialist and used to getting his own way. He was also, at 33 years of age, almost 15 years older than his wife, who was a mere 18 years old at the time of their marriage. Mandl hated the thought of the world's men lasciviously drooling at his young wife's body. But despite his best efforts, his fortune seemed unable to quell the demand for the film, which led to a grudging displeasure. From here on in, the marriage seems to have been less of a union between the two, and more a case of ownership on Mandl's part. He displayed his wife like some bauble at lavish engagements at their castle home, decorating her with expensive jewelry and demanding that she dance with and entertain high-profile guests such as Benito Mussolini, a contemporary of Mandl and a fellow proponent of the fascist movement. Mussolini, in fact, was said to be in possession of his very own copy of Ecstasy, but refused to sell it to Mandl, which further infuriated him. In the mid-1960s, Hedy hired writer Devra Hill to help her write an autobiography, and shared years of diaries and notes in preparation. While visiting at her apartment one day, Hill spotted a gold cigarette case bearing a diamond swastika shape on a table and remarked that it must be worth some money. And she came out with this revelation, Hill recounted. According to Hill's account, Hedy admitted that on one occasion at their home, she was introduced to Adolf Hitler himself at a gathering and ordered to sleep with him. She hated her first husband because he was so domineering, Hill said. She hated Hitler and didn't really want to talk about the tryst once it was out there. I think she reluctantly told me because I asked about the cigarette case, and she immediately regretted it. This and other revelations formed the basis for Hill's controversial 2008 book, What Almost Happened to Hedy Lamarr, although many researchers and biographers have expressed doubt about Hill's statements. But what is known about the brief and unhappy marriage to Friedrich Mandl is that by 1937, Hedy had become convinced that she must escape his oppression. Hedy became a literal prisoner in their home, so jealous had Mandl become. The doors at their apartment in Vienna were fitted with 7 locks, all requiring separate keys, which were given to 7 different staff members, so as to see that Hedy was kept trapped. I knew very soon that I could never be an actress while I was his wife. He was the absolute monarch in this marriage. I was a doll. I was like a thing. Some object of art which had to be guarded and imprisoned, having no mind, no life of its own. After several failed escape attempts, she finally broke free from Mandl. When one of her personal maids left the house's employment, Hedy carefully vetted applicants until she found Laura, a girl roughly the same height and build as herself. Over the course of the following weeks, Hedy began to study Laura's movements and mannerisms, slowly perfecting them before covertly stealing some of Laura's own makeup. On the occasion of a gathering, Hedy managed to convince Mandl to let her wear her grandest jewelry so as to impress their guests. When the evening came to an end, she managed to return all but the most expensive pieces to Mandl's safe. I immediately mailed some jewelry and money to a trusted friend, she said later. Early that Thursday morning, I put 3 sleeping pills in Laura's coffee, packed her suitcase, left her some money, dressed in a maid's costume with a collar turned up, and sneaked out of the servant's entrance. The escape had come at just the right time. Within a few months of leaving, Austria became a part of the Third Reich. Having escaped from the man who had imprisoned her, strangled her career ambitions, and if Deborah Hill's account is to be believed, forced her to keep an unwanted assignation with Adolf Hitler, it was hardly surprising that Hedy Lamarr felt the urge to spread her wings and discover life's possibilities for herself. And as the following years were to prove, Hedy Lamarr's star was in the first stages of an extraordinary ascent. You've been listening to one of the countless stories of Hollywood history, available instantly when you sign up at patreon.com/attaboysecret. Head on over now and unlock a world of wonder. The Secret History of Hollywood, yours to experience at patreon.com/attaboysecret, or use the link in the show notes of this episode.
Hello all, Eric Rivenis with the Most Notorious podcast here. Each week I interview an author or historian about a historical true crime, tragedy, or disaster. Subject matter ranges from gunslingers to Gilded Age murder to gangsters to fires to pirates to wild prison breaks. My guests bring their incredible knowledge directly to you. Please subscribe to Most Notorious on your favorite podcast app. Cheers, and have a safe tomorrow.